now we can move on to some news items. It seems to be the time for announcements by members of Parliament of their intentions for the next election, even though it may be some time away. We hear of two of our MPs. Then there are possible changes to both the plans for and the pace of new house building. Norfolk's only Labour MP has confirmed he intends to re-stand for Parliament at the next general election. Norwich South MP Clive Lewis won the unanimous support of his local party in a ballot at the end of last year, allowing him to remain in place as Labour's candidate. Mr. Lewis said it was still his intention to fight the next election, which is expected to take place in 2024. "It was humbling to get the universal backing of my local party," he said. "I've got a long track record of standing up for Norwich and its people, and I'm looking forward to continuing as my constituency's voice in Westminster." His Conservative counterpart in Norwich North, Chloe Smith, has meanwhile said she will stand down at the next election.
A Norfolk MP has said he will fight the next general election, paving the way for him to become the county's longest continuously serving MP since the Second World War. Richard Bacon, who has represented South Norfolk since 2001, has said he will again be standing as the Conservative Party's candidate at the next election. He is already Norfolk's longest serving current MP, and if he is re-elected in 2024, serving a full term through to 2029, it would mean that he had served for 28 years.
City development plans scale down. A development in a town on the outskirts of Norwich has seen a significant reduction in the size, much to the joy of campaigners in the area. A flurry of houses earmarked for Thorpe St Andrews span four locations: Pine Banks, Langley North, Langley South and Griffin Lane. Plans to redevelop the land have been in place since 2013, but any houses are yet to be built, with campaigners accusing developers of land banking, purchasing land and then not building on it. The latest plans submitted earlier this year would have seen 725 homes built in the popular parish, 295 at Pine Banks, 105 at Langley North and 175 at Langley South, with a further 150 at Griffin Lane. But new plans mean that the Pine Banks site may now house 265 homes, a reduction of 12%. Langley North could be 14% smaller at 90 homes, and Langley South could more than halve in size, dropping to 70 dwellings. And over at Griffin Lane, the site may drop in size by 13% to 130 homes. It would also see some existing trees protected and the height of some dwellings reduced.
City Hall may have found a way to finally get hundreds of much-needed homes built after new pollution rules stopped construction. For 9 months, a government mandate has meant no new houses could be built in Norwich to prevent excess nutrients from getting into the waterways and disrupting the wildlife. Now the city authority has suggested mitigation credits that house builders can buy as one way to help get construction back up and running again. The nutrient neutrality measure, laid down by Natural England, is intended to stop large quantities of nitrogen and phosphate from harming protected species in the River Wensum and the Broads. The credits would work similarly to those used for carbon emissions, where businesses can buy the right to emit a set amount of CO2. The credits will be created by making council homes more water efficient, reducing the quantity of nutrients entering Norfolk's waterways. A total of 52 development sites in Norwich are held up in the planning process, which, if permission was granted, would release 1,623 new dwellings, including 1,100 at Anglia Square.
Recycling centres plan sparks chaos claim. City traders have said the council's proposal to reduce opening times to all Norfolk recycling centres will only increase fly tipping. Norfolk County Council has sent flyers out to those with a trade licence proposing all Norfolk recycling sites close every Wednesday and reduce their opening times from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. throughout the year. The proposed changes have angered traders who say the new rules will cause chaos. Peter Pugsley works as a handyman around Norwich, sorting out people's gardens or trimming hedges. The 39-year-old regularly travels to Norwich North and South recycling centres after completing his work, but says the council's changes would affect his work. Closing the recycling centres every Wednesday is due to save an estimated £200,000, and reducing the opening hours of all Norfolk centres is due to save £70,000 if implemented. Councillor Andrew Jamieson, Cabinet Member for Finance, said, "We all know the cost of living is rising sharply, and that has made our efforts to bridge the £60 million gap much more challenging." Mr Pugsley would rather see the centres open earlier, adding, "What I would love is for them to open a few more hours during the day if possible, not shut them down a day each week, restricting everyone. Fly tipping is everywhere already. It's already going to go through the roof. This will make things worse."